Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety. Don't let anyone drink and drive, because in a second, everything can change. Face it, driving impaired affects lives.
I'm Jason Taylor. Stone County deputies in southwest Missouri are trying to find a woman who has been missing since April 22nd. 20-year-old Haley Jo Spears was last seen by her family 4 days earlier. The Special House Committee investigating Governor Eric Greitens will seek to get testimony from members of his campaign. Bill Wise reports.
After Greitens' legal counsel, Catherine Hanaway, complained that the committee hadn't allowed the campaign to be heard, the counsel to the committee last night said they would be asked to testify. In a statement, Edward Chip Robertson Jr. said the House will accept Ms. Hanaway's offer and will issue subpoenas to the appropriate persons within the campaign. Hanaway issued a statement Wednesday responding to the House committee's latest report that indicates Greitens broke campaign finance laws and was dishonest with the State Ethics Commission over a donor list. Hanaway criticized the committee's chairman, Republican Representative Jay Barnes of Jefferson City, for failing to seek testimony or documents from the campaign. She said he ought to ask the campaign for its version of events before acting as judge and jury in a matter that was settled long ago. Responding to Hanaway's statement, Robinson concluded that the committee's report had the desired effect in causing people associated with the Greitens team to offer information after they had previously refused to do so.
Special committee also reports two other campaign operations that were not reported to campaign finance reports. One was from a potential GOP rival, former state auditor Thomas Schweik, who took his own life in 2015, while the other was a donor list linked to the Mitt Romney political operation. The Greene County prosecutor in Springfield last determined sheriff's deputies were justified in the use of deadly force in an April 18th fatal shooting. The shooting occurred when William Simcoe Jr. led officers on a car chase and then displayed a gun, claiming it was fully loaded. Planned Parenthood is expanding its services in southwest Missouri's Joplin after the Economic Security Corporation closed its Joplin Women's Clinic in March. Police said a teen was shot and killed in North St. Louis yesterday, while another teen was wounded in a separate shooting in St. Louis County an hour and a half later. KMOV reports the person killed was a 14-year-old boy, while the injured person was a 16-year-old boy. Damage reports from across the Kansas City metro area started to come in last night as strong storms and damaging winds rolled through the area. At least one tornado touchdown was confirmed by the National Weather Service near the southern suburb of Belton. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt has had faith in the legal and legislative process involving embattled Governor Eric Greitens. Blunt is not calling on Greitens to resign. Missouri had asked Blunt yesterday if he's spoken to the governor recently.
You know, I saw him briefly whenever I was in the Capitol about 3 weeks ago speaking to the General Assembly, and we talked about the opportunity zones that I think are going to be really helpful for economic development in our state.
Blunt says that was the extent of the conversation. This is Missouri Net News.